Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, Peter Zion here, coming to you from a very foggy Colorado. It is the 16th of February, and the news today is that Russian prison authorities have announced the death of Alexei Navalny, who was a political prisoner who had the audacity to criticize Vladimir Putin and run for office long ago, years ago, and has been in prison ever since. He was transferred about a year ago to a high-security prison in the middle of nowhere in Siberia. It was an old Soviet gulag. This is basically where the Russian government sends people when they want them to die because it's cold, it's brutal, there's no heat, and medical service is deliberately denied. So the idea that he's dead is not exactly a shock. The Russian government very well could have actually executed him and no one would know. Now, back in 2021, the Biden administration said that the death of Navalny would trigger a collapse in international relations that would really punish the Russians. But since then, the Russians have launched a war and killed a couple hundred thousand people in Ukraine. So pretty much all of the stops that could be pulled out have been pulled out. And about the only way to punish the Russians now would be to send a lot more weapons to Ukraine or to do an outright block of all of their energy exports, neither of which on the moment, for a mix of political and economic reasons, are on deck. So I don't want to say anything weird like, you know, the Russians are going to get away with this because there's a lot going on, but don't expect any sort of tactical response from the Americans in general or the West. Now, before anyone gets too crying about this, a couple things to keep in mind. Number one, Russia's not a democracy. It hasn't really been a democracy in over 20 years. So even if Navalny was allowed to continue to be part of the political conversation in Russia, it's not like he has any chance of changing policy. He was more of a personal annoyance to Putin and nothing more. There are other people within the ruling party who have decided to run for presidency against Putin on a very nationalist ticket, but just be opposed to the war, and they're not being allowed to participate either. So it really doesn't matter. It's something that pro-democracy activists in the West get really excited about because he's a name that more people know, but he was never going to have any influence. Second, careful what you wish for. Navalny may have been a nicer guy than Putin because, you know, low bar, but he was just as nationalist. And his biggest criticism of the Ukraine war wasn't that it was happening, but it just wasn't being prosecuted very well. People forget that the strong predilection among Russians is to continue the war. They just don't want to be part of it personally. The idea that Russia needs to expand its borders in order to survive is not one that is particularly debated in Russia. It's generally been their security policy for 400 years, that as long as your external borders are flat and open, you're not safe. So you have to go through Ukraine to get to Romania, Poland, and the rest. Now, of course, that's bad for Romania and Poland and the rest, but the Russians are not misreading the map. And unfortunately, that gets wrapped up in the political discussion so that folks like Navalny appear more important than they really are. So, I mean, I feel bad for the guy and his family, but we were probably always going to get here.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.